Just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify. Come on now, just magnify him. Come on, he's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. Come on. Listen, I just want to encourage you real quick this morning before we get up out of here. Amen. The Bible says, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Listen, when you begin to put his praise in your mouth, listen, he can't stop anything that God has already planned and ordained for your life. He can't stop it. And this is why we have to get the understanding. So you must get this understanding that, okay, Proverbs chapter 4, okay, it says, with all your getting, get understanding. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Are you with me? Are you with me today? Come on. With all you're getting, get understanding. Because once you get understanding, the devil can't come at you that way. I'm trying to get somebody just to work with me today. Come on now. Once you get understanding, listen, he cannot come at you that way anymore. Okay. See? That's where it's at right there. See, you need to get the understanding of the Lord. That when you get the understanding, when you understand what the Lord said in his word, once he begins to reveal the secrets, he says, to you, I make known the mysteries of the kingdom. Oh, come on now. High glory. How many of you want to know the inside scoop? Come on. Woo, come on now. All my people who are journalists and writers, how many of you want to know the inside scoop of God? Okay, he says, I make known, our glory, to those who know me, the mysteries of the kingdom. Well, listen, my name is, first of all, I want to welcome you to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where my purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word, because the Bible says in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Let me say it again. The word was with Elohim, because his name is not God, okay? And the Hebrew word that was used right here was Elohim, okay? He is the creator. He is Father. That's what Elohim means in the Hebrew. He is Father and Creator. Oh, come on, son. Let me just say that again. He's Father and Creator. Can I say that one more again? Because somebody's about to get a breakthrough. He's Father and Creator. Amen. So let's go to this word. Father, I thank you, Lord God, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. Good morning, Kid Bass. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Now, devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been energized, cleansed, woo, and prepared to receive the seed of the word. Now, Father, your word says that when we receive the seed of the word of the kingdom with understanding, now you activate the 100-fold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. Father, we stake our claim to our 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Okay, now listen. I got to make this quick. Amen, because the enemy was trying to mess with me with the technology this morning, but the devil is a lie. Okay, so now let's see. Let's understand what season you are in. You are in the season of preparation for the feast of the Lord. We're getting ready for the first feast, which is the feast of Passover, and it's also the feast of unleavened bread. It's the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of Passover, and it is the time and season. It's called an appointed time. It's called a set time. It's a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, that means in the Hebrew, appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. This is the time and season when the Father himself comes down to fellowship and reconnect with his sons, okay, with his children. The Bible says this, I am come down, Exodus chapter 3. Let's go there real quick because I got to get out of here, amen. Exodus chapter 3. Look at what it says, verse 2. I just got a couple of scriptures this morning, then we're going to pray and get up out of here. Exodus chapter 3, and we'll use Psalms 102 this morning also. Amen. Exodus chapter 3. Someone type, it is so. Psalms 102, come on. Try it again. Exodus chapter 3, Psalms 102. There we go. And it says in verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, Moses, in a flame of fire, and he began to speak to him out of the midst of the bush. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw, now it went from the angel of the Lord to now the Lord is looking and paying attention to Moses. And when the Lord saw that he had turned to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. He didn't say the angel of the Lord called him. He said, God, Father, Elohim, oh glory, Yahweh, Jehovah, okay? In verse 5, and he said, do not come near, take off your shoes off your feet, because the place where you stand is holy ground. Here's another indicator and proof that now we're talking about God himself and not an angel of the Lord, because when the Lord touched his feet on the ground of Mount Sinai, in this case, it's called Mount Horeb, before it's also called Mount Sinai. It's the mountain of God, okay? Once his feet touched the ground, the whole mountain became holy. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face so that way he would not look, because he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people. I have seen the affliction of my people. See, so he's making this personal. He's saying, he's staking his claim. He's claiming his children that, okay, verse 8, and I am come down to deliver them. Listen. The Father has touched down on the earth to deliver you. If no one else gets deliverance, you'll get deliverance, because you're going to get evidence and understanding from this word. Okay? So now you must understand why? Okay? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 16 really quick. Verse 1. Well, first of all, why did he come down? Not only to deliver them, but look at verse Psalms 102. I have to keep in my flow so that way I don't get ahead of myself. Psalms 102, verse 13. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. This word favor in the Hebrew means divine presence and influence of God on your life. So this is an appointed time, a time of favor being activated and outpoured on your life. Because it says is come, present tense. It's right now. You don't have to wait until Sunday. You don't have to wait until next week, until your tax refund gets back. Listen, you have the favor of God right now. Someone type right now. Oh, come on now. Let me know that you're still with me. Come on now. Hey, glory. So now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 16. It says, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord. This is how we know this is not the Jews' Passover or the Hebrew or the Jerusalem or the Israel Passover. It's the Passover. It's the feast to the Lord. Okay. This is a feast of the Lord. God created the time. God designated the place and the meeting, okay? For in it I brought you forth out of Egypt, okay? Now go to verse 16. Three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord in the place that he will choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the Feast of Passover, in the Feast of Weeks, which is known in Acts chapter 2 as the day of Pentecost or the Feast of Pentecost, and in the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall what? Give as he is able to give, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has already given thee. So it's a set time of reconnection, refreshing, restoration of the favor of God in your life. Not only that, that the Father would come and tear you away from any trouble that has tried to connect itself to you. Okay? This is the time that as you bring your offering to the Lord, the priest takes it behind the veil and waves it before the Lord and begins to declare the blessing. This is why he says, do not appear before the Lord empty, because every man shall give as he is able. If you do not give in this time, you cannot receive the complete fullness of everything that God's trying to get you in the purpose time of this season. This is why God makes it very clear. He says, three specific times I'm coming down that you must meet me, and don't come meet me empty handed. Listen, we got to stop right there. So listen, get your seed, okay? So you're beginning, you're a new beginning seed. High glory, his shot. Woo, my God. Oh my God, which is the 8888 or the 188. If I can type it right. The 8888 or the 188.88. You can also sow your 2024 seed, which is your $224 seed, or your $2,024 seed. Amen. But this is seed. He said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is why you have to sow, because if you don't sow, you can't reap. This is why, hold on, wrong one. This is why also on April 28th, we're going to be doing our Passover celebration. We're going to be going through a partial, what is called the Seder. This is what families, the Hebrew connected family, Hebrew culture family does on the night of the first night of Passover. They go through the oral history of how and why God used Moses to bring the people out of slavery into the land of more than enough. Okay, so this is why you're going to do this, is how and why. Okay, so you sow your seed, okay, and then you can sow it right now, either into using the website www.restoredministriesint.org. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight to the ministry account of restored MININTL@gmail.com. Amen. Or you can use the Cash App at $MDBryant and sow it directly into the hand of the prophet and receive the prophet's reward. Also, this qualifies you to have the blessing declared to rest in your house, according to Ezekiel chapter 44. Okay. See, I don't tell you anything that's not according to the word. Okay. He says, bring the first of all your first fruits of every sort of teruma. That's what the word oblation is in the Hebrew. It shall be the priest, and bring the first of all your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest. In other words, to have peace in your house. This is why you're going to sow either the new beginning seed, glory, or you're going to sow the 2024 seed. But sow that seed right now. Father, I declare and decree, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as your children sow, so that the new beginning seed, or they sow the 2024 seed into the hand of the prophet, I declare the blessing rests and remains in their house. It shall be a time and season of peace, favor, and our glory, peace, favor, grace, and glory in their life, in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast tomorrow. We're going deeper, getting every day closer to our celebration of Passover. Be blessed.